Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. "'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives us a life." So for the next 10 minutes or so, let us set the intention to be present as we consciously align with the spirit of life that is indwelling and everywhere present. As we take 3 deep breaths now, each breath centering us and focusing more on our inner self. So breathe in, expand the ribcage, lower the diaphragm, and take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, breathe out. As we take in our second deep breath, inhale. Hold. Release. Now as we take our third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be here now, in this moment. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out, gently releasing any tension from your body. As always, I'd like to share with you beautiful interpretation of Psalm 59 from Nan Merrill's Psalms for Praying. And allow these words to resonate around your being, to calm your consciousness, to feed your soul. Awaken me from my fears, O my beloved. Give me strength to face them as they rise up within me. Let your love envelop me and direct my thoughts to peaceful paths. Where I have erred in thought and spoken in anger, where I have acted without love, I ask forgiveness. Rouse yourself. Come to my aid. Heed my cry, for you are the compassionate one, comforter to all who ask. You come to those who seek you, O mender of broken hearts. Create a new heart within me. I long to sleep at night in peace, to awaken to a new dawn. Too long have my fears, my guilt pursued me, whispering lies in my ears and evoking beguiling images of illusionary darkness. Yes, in you, O my beloved, I find rest. I am strong. You remember not my erring ways, your forgiveness is forever. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you are my rock. With steadfast love you stand with me. You teach me to face my fears. They disappear in the light. Cast them not out, but help me face them. Give me courage to let them go, one by one. O Comforter, my strength, let me make amends and start anew. Help me grow in wisdom and understanding. For the havoc that my fears wield within me turns to chaos in my life, wounding others and leading to a living death. Then, as I become free of fear, I will live in harmony. Love will shine through, and people will know that you live in my heart. At night, I rest in the heart of the beloved. My days will be guided by love. My thoughts will become prayers offered from the silence deep within. Oh, how I will sing of your kindness. I will sing aloud of your love for all. For you have been my rock and my refuge in the days of my distress. O blessed heart, I sing songs of love to you. For you, O beloved, have renewed my life. You have set me free to live with gratitude and joy. O divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we come consciously into this presence of who you are and whose we are, we surrender all our fears and allow them to be dissolved by the light of love, of truth, of wisdom that is right where we are. We dissolve all fears of not being enough. We dissolve all fears of worry, of ill health. We dissolve all fears of lack or of need or limitation. We dissolve all fears of lack of self-worth. We dissolve all fears of anything and everything that separates us from the truth of who we are and whose we are as the beloved expressions of your divine life and nature. O divine beloved, quicken within us your spirit of truth, that we are made in your image and likeness of health, of wholeness and perfection. May we know that right where we are, your spirit is healing, renewing, restoring, replenishing us unstintingly, unceasingly, unconditionally. That our healing is delayed only by our lack of faith. So allow the perfect love that is within to cast out all fear. Fear which is the opposite of faith. Let your perfect love cast out any sense of separation. Let your perfect love cast out anything that makes us feel distant or separate from you. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, let your spirit within quicken every cell, every tissue, every organ, every part and particle of our being. Let us also hold in our hearts, our minds, our consciousness, whenever we seem faced with something insurmountable, that with you all things are possible. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we repeat our prayer of protection for today. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Until then, may God watch and bless you. And have a beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you.